tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Wassalatu Wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, Amma Ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. Dear viewers, our topic of discussion today is the first step on the journey to the hereafter. And you must have guessed it. What is it that we are going to discuss? It is something that we all have to go through, those who have preceded us and those who are living now and those who will come after us. They will all have to go through the same experience, the bitter experience that we all are afraid of. So let's, inshallah, face our fears and see what it entails. Before that, there's a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says that إِذَا صَلَّيْتُمْ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ فَصَلُّوا عَلَيَّ مَعَهُمْ فَإِنِّي رَسُولٌ مِّن رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. When you send salat upon the messengers alayhimu salam, then send salat upon me as well. Indeed, I am the messenger of the Lord of the worlds. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. Dear viewers, alhamdulillah, this is a very interesting subject discussion. And it is mentioned that Sayyidina Salim, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, stated that once some representatives came to Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, from Rome. So he said to them, when you people appoint anyone as a king, what is his state? They replied that when we appoint anyone as our king, a grave digger comes to him and says, O king, may Allah Azza wa Jal reform you. When the king before you ascended the throne, he ordered me, make my grave like so and shroud me as follows. Hence, a grave was prepared. Then the shroud seller came to him and said, O king, may Allah Azza wa Jal reform you. When the king before you ascended the throne, he purchased his shroud, fragrance and camphor even before his death, and then hanged the shroud at such a place where he could always see it and remember his death. Subhanallah, this is how we need to remember our death, to keep our feet on the ground. And they said, O leader of the believers, our kings recall death in this manner. Upon hearing this statement of the Roman representatives, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, reflect, look at how much the one has no hope of meeting Allah, remembers death and ponders about it. After this incident, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi became severely ill, and in this state of illness he passed away. Allahu Akbar. This is how we need to remember death. It's death that we are all afraid of. Death that the mere word sends panic. Death, the one we all try to escape, but we know fully well that there is no escape. It is going to come one way or the other. The question is, are we prepared to face our death? Are we prepared? Have we done good enough in the life that we have been given, that we have no worries if the death has to come now? Inshallah, we are rest assured that we are abiding by the laws of Allah and Rasulullah Azza wa Jalla sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Are we such people? If we are not, are we even trying to get to that level? We need to remember our death at every moment, and this is going to transform our life. Dear brothers, the time of death is appointed, and it is not even possible to flee from it. It is such a reality that when Allah Almighty made Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam descend to the earth, He Azza wa Jal said, وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرٌ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَىٰ حِينٍ, and you will have on earth a place to dwell and provision up to a certain time. And death is such a certainty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned it using the word yaqeen. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ, and remain worshipping your Lord until death. Subhanallah. It is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He reminds us usually and daily about death by making us all fall asleep and then awakening us from that deep sleep. As Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Zumar, Allah takes away the souls at the time of their death, and also those who do not die during their sleep. Then He withholds those on whom He has passed the decree of death and leaves the other till an appointed term. Surely there are signs in this for people who reflect. No doubt, it is impossible to flee from death, as it will certainly come. No one can safeguard themselves from it. Nobody is immune to death. Hence, Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran in Surah Jumu'ah, قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ. Say, you, O beloved, the death from which you are trying to flee will definitely meet you. Allahu Akbar. In Surah Nisa, Allah Azza wa Jal says, أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُ يُدْرِكُّمُ الْمَوْتِ وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدًا. Death will come to you wherever you may be, even if you are in strong forts. Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, His Eminence Amir Al-Sunnah, he says that indeed the one who is properly aware of death and the matters following it cannot be deceived by the adornments of the world and its comforts. Have you ever witnessed anyone arranging furniture or fixing an air conditioning system, building a safe for wealth, and constructing a wardrobe for placing trophies worn for sports and worldly degrees in the grave of the deceased? You have not witnessed such a thing. And to do this is also impermissible in Sharia. So when everything will be left here when you depart, then of what use are these degrees, the wealth that we spend our entire lives striving for it? How will it help us? The status upon which we always display dignity, of what use will it be in the hereafter? Therefore, there is still time. Regain your senses and prepare for the grave and the hereafter. It is mentioned in the Holy Quran in Surah Fatir, Allah Azza wa Jal states, O people, Allah's promise is indeed true. Therefore, don't ever let the worldly life deceive you. Or ever let the great cheater, meaning the devil, deceive you concerning Allah's forbearing. Allahu Akbar. The summary of what has been mentioned in the tafsir of this verse in Siratul Jinan is that Allah Almighty has stated whilst giving advice in this verse that, O people, indeed the promise of Allah Azza wa Jal is true. The day of judgment will definitely be established. Resurrection will most certainly take place, and accountability for actions will have to be given, and every person will definitely be recompensed for his actions. So may the worldly life not deceive you at all, such that you become engrossed in its pleasures and forget the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us from such deception. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Amin. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we have a beautiful kalam where we are sending, conveying our salam in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by means of this kalam. Tu salam mera ro ro ke kehna. So listen to the kalam until we are back. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
ظاہرِ طیبہ روزے پہ جا کر ظاہرِ طیبہ روزے پہ جا کر تو سلام ان سے رو رو کے کہنا میرے غم کا فسانہ سنا کر میرے غم کا فسانہ سنا کر تو سلام ان سے رو رو کے کہنا تو سلام ان سے رو قسمت پہ رشکا رہا ہے تو مدینے کو اب جا رہا ہے تیری قسمت پہ رشکا رہا ہے تو مدینے کو اب جا رہا ہے جاتا ہے مجھ کو رلا کر آہا جاتا ہے مجھ کو رلا کر تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا
السلام
جب پہنچ جائے تیرا سفینہ جب نظر آئے میٹھا مدینہ جب پہنچ جائے تیرا سفینہ جب نظر آئے میٹھا مدینہ باادب اپنے سر کو جھکا کر باادب اپنے سر کو جھکا کر تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا جب کہ آئے نظر پیارا کعبہ چوم لینا نظر سے تو کعبہ جب کہ آئے نظر پیارا مکہ چوم لینا نظر سے تو کعبہ ہو سکے کر تو ہر جا پہ جا کر ہو سکے گر تو ہر جا پہ جا کر تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا
السلام
تو سلام
شب کے پیش نظر جالیاں ہو، تیری آنکھوں سے آنسو رواں ہو، شب کے پیش نظر جالیاں ہو، تیری آنکھوں سے آنسو رواں ہو، میرے غم کی کہانی سنا کر، میرے غم کی کہانی سنا کر،
تو سلام ان سے رو رو کے کہنا، تو سلام ان سے رو رو کے کہنا، تو سلام ان سے رو رو کے کہنا،
میرے آقا کے محراب و منبر، ان کی مسجد کے دیوار اور در، میرے آقا کے محراب و منبر، ان کی مسجد کے دیوار اور در، قلب کی آنکھ ان پر جمع کر، قلب کی آنکھ ان پر جمع کر،
تو سلام ان سے رو رو
السلام،
سلام ان سے رو رو کے کہنا،
رحمت للعالمین،
سلام ان سے رو رو کے کہنا،
تو غلاموں پہ کہنا کرم کر، یا نبی دور رنجو علم کر، تو غلاموں پہ کہنا کرم کر، یا نبی دور رنجو علم کر، ان کو اپنی محبت عطا کر، ان کو اپنی محبت عطا کر،
تو سلام ان سے رو رو کے کہنا، تو سلام ان سے رو رو کے کہنا، تو سلام ان سے رو رو کے کہنا،
کہنا عطار اے شاہ عالی، ہے فقط تجھ سے تیرا سوالی، کہنا عطار اے شاہ عالی، فقط تجھ سے تیرا سوالی، تو سوال اس کا پورا شاہ کر، تو سوال اس کا پورا شاہ کر،
تو سلام ان سے رو رو کہنا،
السلام،
سلام ان سے رو رو کے کہنا،
رحمت للعالمین،
سلام ان سے رو رو کے کہنا،
زائرِ طیبہ روضے پہ جا کر،
تو سلام ان
فسانہ سنا کر
تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم. ویلکم بیک ٹو یور ویورز. الحمدللہ وی ہیو بن لسننگ ٹو سچ بیوٹیفل کلام ان دا کورٹ آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم پریزنٹنگ اور پلی اینڈ سلام ان دا کورٹ آف دا بلاوڈ مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سم آف یو میں سے مصطفیٰ جان رحمت پہ لاکھوں سلام. سم آف یو میں سے اے شہنشاہ مدینہ الصلاۃ والسلام. سم آف یو میں سے تاجدار حرم اے شہنشاہ دین تم پہ ہر دم کروڑوں درود و سلام. سم آف یو میں سے کعبے کے بدر الدجا تم پہ کروڑوں درود. طیبہ کے شمس الضحا تم پہ کروڑوں درود. سم آف یو میں سے یا نبی سلام علیکا یا رسول سلام علیکا. سبحان اللہ, آل دیز آر ڈفرنٹ ویز آف ایکسپریسنگ آور لو ان دا کورٹ آف دا بلاوڈ مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. And do we know that since we are speaking of death, these beautiful gifts of salat and salam that we keep on sending in the court of the beloved Mustafa صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, it will become a means of salvation for us. Allahu Akbar. On the horrors of the day of judgment, if you have recited enough durood, it will safeguard you from those horrors. And the durood will come to assist in the form of noor when we are crossing the bridge of Sirat. Subhanallah. And the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. These are the virtues of reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jal commands us not to be deceived by the shine and the glimmer of this world. He says, it is like the rain whose produce pleased the farmer, then dried up, that you see it yellow, then turned into dry, trampled grass. Same is the state of the life of the lover of the world. Yes, if there is someone who loves the world, this is the state of their life. And in the hereafter, for the disbelievers, there is severe punishment. And for the believers, is forgiveness from Allah and His pleasure. And the life of this world is nothing but goods of deception. Do you hear it? It is nothing but goods of deception. This is what this world is. Instead of being immersed in the adornments of the world and its pleasures, we as believers, we should engage in preparing ourselves for the hereafter. You know, it is a journey, right? What is death? It is a transition phase where we transition from a temporary world to the world of barzakh, that is a time between, from the time a person passes away until the day of resurrection. That is barzakh. It is a phase of life. And we have been through many phases of life. So in this phase of life, what is going to transpire? Death, according to Islamic beliefs, it is being transferred from one world to the other. As simple as that. The soul remains alive. The death is caused to the body. The soul still remains alive, Allahu Akbar. And the same soul and the body are then punished in the grave according to the person's status. Or if this person was a pious person, then the grave, it cuddles that person like how the mother cuddles a child. Allahu Akbar. This is the state of our grave. The grave can be one of the pits from the fire of Jahannam. Or, if our actions are good, then it can be also a portion from the portions of Jannah. It is up to us what we make of it. Allahu Akbar. So as we were saying that this is a journey, and we should prepare ourselves for this journey of death, transitioning from this world into the world of barzakh, the hereafter. And the hereafter, the journey of the hereafter, as we, you know, even if you have to travel for a, let's say, for a journey that is going to last just 1 hour, 1 hour drive, or 2 hours drive, 5 hours drive, let's say for a person who's traveling from Durban to Johannesburg, we make so much of preparations for it. Allahu Akbar. Although we are going there for just a few days, there's suitcases that are being packed, there are hotels being booked, there are all the necessary arrangements being made, and then only do we embark on the journey from one place to the other. But the journey of the hereafter, we have taken it for granted. We don't prepare for it. We know that it's coming, whether we like it or not. What preparations do we make for it? Have we made for it? And this is the question that we should ask ourselves. That for journeys that are just momentary compared to the journey of the hereafter, that's going to last for decades and decades, centuries. Allahu Akbar. If we prepare so much for our worldly journey, what have we prepared for the journey of the hereafter? What are we taking with us? We can't take money with us. We can't take our cars with us. We can't take our bank balance with us. We can't take our gadgets with us. You know, if there's darkness in the grave, we can't take LED light in the grave. What do we take with us? Only our actions, our amal that we have done through our life. Therefore, it is so beautifully said that ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah, that the world is the cultivation for the hereafter. When a farmer goes to the farm and he wants to plant something, does he go and waste his time there, go relax? No, he's hard at work, digging the soil, irrigation, planting the seeds, and so on and so forth. And as a result, after, you know, tireless efforts, then that grain starts to sprout. And then finally, alhamdulillah, if by Allah's mercy, if the weather is favorable, there is enough rain, there is enough sunshine, then only we alhamdulillah come up with good crops, good harvest. Same is the case of the hereafter. This dunya is the place of farming. We are going to farm here. We have come to farm here. We have come to work here. We haven't come here to relax. There's no time for relaxing. 8 hours sleep, yes, that you get by. Why? Because you need it to function the next day. But other than that, we have to be hard at work. Some of us, especially the pious predecessors, the pious ones among us, they even remain awake in the nights, pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a beautiful shair in Arabic that we can only attain as much success as the effort that we put in. For the one who wants to achieve certain heights, he spends many sleepless nights. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma said that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam grabbed me by the shoulder and said, "Live in the world as if you are a traveler or a wayfarer." Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma would say that if you reach the evening, then do not wait for the morning. And if you reach the morning, then do not be hopeful of the evening. And take some provisions from your health for your illness and from your life for your death. Such beautiful words of wisdom. This is the hadith and the narration of Bukhari. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us and give us tawfiq to understand the reality of the world and refrain from being deceived by its adornments. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Dear viewers, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the Prophets alayhimu salam would remember death in abundance, and they would remind people about it. Hence it is mentioned in narrations that when Sayyidina Isa ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam would hear about death, drops of blood would fall from his body. When Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam would mention death and the day of judgment, he would lose his breath and his body would tremble. When he would mention mercy, his state would improve. Allahu Akbar. This was the case of the close servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the closest ever. Who are the closest servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the entire mankind? It is the Anbiya of Allah. And this was their state. Once the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by a gathering in which the sound of laughter was echoing. So he said, include in your gatherings that which makes your pleasures unpleasant. The people said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what are the things that make, you know, these experiences unpleasant for us? He said, death. It is death, yes. What happens when you hear the word death? All your desires run away. It is the thing that breaks the desires, that eliminates the desires in us. Therefore, we are encouraged by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to go and visit the graveyards, the silent city in which there is peace and tranquility. And we are reminded that where we are heading, you know, where we are heading, what's our next step in life? And that is our first step in the journey of the hereafter. We should ponder how often would the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam remember death and remind people about it. But sadly, our matter is unlike this. Neither do we remember death, nor do we remind another person about it. Rather, in the hope of long life, we have forgotten death. Despite being sinless, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and other prophets alayhimu salam possessed great fear of Allah Azza wa Jal and remembered death. But on the other hand, we are drowned in the sins, yet we do not contemplate about death. How pitiful is that? And what is death? You know, when you say the word death, or when you hear the word death, what comes to your mind? Death, when we hear death, it could mean termination of all pleasures. Death entails or implies, grants closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Death is also a means of us getting closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, death makes one prepare for the death before it arrives. Death makes one traverse the path of truth. It prevents one from being deceived by worldly bounties and luxuries. Death can make it easy to be patient upon worldly calamities. Death can increase a person's good deeds. Yes, the remembrance of death. If you know you have to die, then what is the point of accumulating all these big bank balances? What is the outcome of all of this? And the same time could be devoted in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we don't. Whatever remains from our time that we invest in working for money, etc., if we are mindful of it, then we engage in salah, in other ibadat. But other than that, most people neglect it. It prevents one from sins, encourages a person to repent, and develops a desire to meet Allah. Allahu Akbar. So death and the remembrance of death can be a messiah for us, truly. There are numerous virtues and benefits of remembering death. And inshallah, these are some of the virtues that we are going to mention. That whoever remembers death 20 times a day, he will be raised alongside the martyrs on the day of judgment. It's also mentioned that remember death frequently, as this erases sins and it removes one's interest from the world. Those who increasingly remember death and prepare for it greatly are intelligent. These are the quotes from Ihya Ulumuddin, subhanallah. And it is also mentioned in Jamul Jawami' in the hadith that whoever is terrified by the remembrance of death, the grave will become a garden of paradise for him. Subhanallah. The remembrance of death before it arrives encourages a person to prepare for it. And it decreases hopes. It makes one content with less sustenance. Yes. How many of us, we have plenty of sustenance, but we are still looking for more. We are not content. But if we remember death, it will make you content with having less instead of yearning for more and more and more. And there is a beautiful piece of poetry where it is said that thousands of desires, each worth dying for. Many I have realized, yet I yearn for more. This is our state, sadly. It removes a person's interest from the world and encourages him to remember more of his hereafter, subhanallah. Remembrance of death lightens and makes worldly calamities easy to bear and abundantly prevents one from unforgetfulness, arrogance, and the pleasures of the world. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. A beautiful method of remembering death is that Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi once said to a companion of his dead brother, the remembrance of death has removed my ability to sleep. I can't sleep. I remained awake the whole night and continued contemplating about the dweller of the grave. My brother, if you were to see the state of the deceased in his grave after 3 days, then you would become petrified by him despite spending a long part of your life with him. Allahu Akbar. Insects are crawling in his residence, in the internal part of his grave, and are eating his body away. Pus is flowing. There is a severe stench, and the shroud has also been rotted. Sadly, when this deceased person was alive, he was handsome. He would use pleasant fragrance and would wear fine clothing. The narrator says that after saying this, he was overwhelmed with emotion, let out a scream and became unconscious. Allahu Akbar. This is how much of the fear of Allah they had. This is how much they remembered their death. They knew in which direction they are heading. We are all born to die. But how many of us are prepared for it? How many of us do we remember our death? Therein lies our salvation, brothers. We should ponder that our pious predecessors would remember death frequently and tremble due to the fear of death. But our state is such that we have forgotten death. The daily funeral processions cannot even awaken us from the sleep of heedlessness. Yes, this has become our state. You know, each janaza that we see, it sends a strong message that I am following the queue. You are next. We could be next. Who knows that when we are going to close our eyes and pass away from this world, do we have a guarantee? Do you have a guarantee? Do I have a guarantee that I will live to see even the next hour? None of us have. We witness others being lowered into the graves, but we forget that one day we too will be lowered into our grave. Our state is such that if the electricity is cut off at night, there is a load shedding, especially if we are alone, then we become extremely terrified owing to the darkness. Allahu Akbar. Despite all of this, we do not think about the darkness of the grave. For example, we do not offer salah. We do not manage to keep the fast of Ramadan. Zakat is not given in full despite it being fard. Rights of parents are not fulfilled. Days and nights are being spent in committing sins. Certainly, a time has been appointed for death, and to prevent it is impossible. We all know that. If death arrives suddenly while we are engrossed in sins and we are lowered into the pit of the grave, then we do not know how we will spend our first night in the grave. Allahu Akbar. Dear brothers, one of the many ways of remembering death in abundance is to keep in mind the severity of death. For example, what is the reality of death? What will happen after death? When we will have this information, only then we will be able to remember death alongside preparing for the hereafter. Allahu Akbar. Do we know the pain of death? The agony of death, the sakarat, so-called sakarat. Allahu Akbar. Imam Muhammad al-Ghazali rahimahullah, he states while explaining the severity of the pain that is felt when the soul is removed and describing its manner, naza, meaning removal of soul from the body, refers to that pain which directly descends upon the soul and encompasses all the parts to the extent that the part of the soul which is in the depths of the body also feels the pain. The pain of naza, the pain of sakarat, the agony of death directly attacks the soul, and this pain then spreads throughout the body in such a way that the soul is pulled from every vein. The soul is pulled from every vein, nerve, part and joint, from the root of every hair to the extent that the soul is extracted from every part from head to toe. Therefore, who can imagine the pain and agony felt at the time? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The pious predecessors have said that the pain of death is more painful than the strike of a sword and the splitting of a saw and cutting of scissors. Because when the body is struck with the sword, the pain is only felt in the body as it has a connection with the soul. Imagine how much pain will be felt at the time when a sword directly strikes the soul itself. Allahu Akbar. When a person is injured by a sword, he is able to seek help. Yes. Scream and shout because he has strength in his tongue and body, whereas the voice, screaming and calling of a deceased person is terminated as death dominates the heart at the time. Allahu Akbar. It seizes the entire strength of the body and makes every part weak. It does not allow for strength to remain in any part to seek help. It dominates the faculty of thought and understanding, causing it trouble and worry. It makes the tongue mute and the remainder part of the body lifeless. This is why if someone wants to cry, scream and seek help at the time of sakarat, at the time of naza, he cannot do so. And even if some strength remains, then only the voice of gargling and screaming, which is carried out by cows, is heard and complexion turns pale. He was formed from clay, and this clay-like color manifests at the time of death as well. The soul is extracted from every vein because of which pain spreads everywhere throughout the body, inside and outside of the body. Allahu Akbar. These are some of the examples given by the pious predecessors as to how much pain and suffering does a dying person experience. One example, the ditch of death lies between our worldly life and our life in the hereafter. The day we cross this ditch, we will never return. Therefore, remember that this dangerous ditch of death, which every person will have to cross, and do not be heedless of it. Amir al-Sunnat Tahmad Barakatum Al-Aliyah writes, on page 18 of his book entitled Viran Mahal, meaning a deserted palace. Regarding always remembering death, he says that the successful and intelligent person is the one who sees others die and remembers his own death and prepares for the grave and the hereafter, just as the pious predecessors, rahimahumullah, state that as-sa'idu man wu'iza bighayrihi. Fortunate is the one who takes heed from others. Yes, just as envisioning death and reading the account of the pious predecessors and their remembrance of death is beneficial for us to remember death, in a similar manner, reading the booklets of Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya entitled First Night in the Grave, Murde Ke Sadme, The Helplessness of the Deceased, Test of the Grave, Test of the Day of Judgment, The Mysterious Beggar, these other books will also refresh one's remembrance of death. The audios, meaning audiobooks of these booklets, can also be listened to from the website of Dawat Islami and from Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sattar Qadri app as well. Alongside this, visiting the graveyard and taking part in the bathing, shrouding and burial of the deceased will also remind one of death. Yes, these are various ways in where we can remember our death. And if there is a janaza, it is an obligation for the kifaya for us to partake in a Muslim's janaza. And by doing that as well, we remind ourselves and we keep ourselves on the ground reality that I'm looking at a janaza right now. Sometimes, you know, we may say about the janaza, this person, I just met him 2 hours ago and he was completely fine. And now I'm reading his janaza. How come? Your death may also be the same. All of a sudden, you are gone. All of a sudden, I'm gone. And people will talk about this in the same manner, the way we talk about them. What suddenly happened? You are shocked sometimes to hear about someone's death. That just yesterday, just a few moments ago, you met that person. Or maybe a couple minutes ago, you met that person and then he met with an accident. Allahu Akbar. Are these not the realities that we face in day-to-day life? The intelligent person is the one who prepares for death before it arrives by amassing good deeds and makes preparations for the illumination of his grave, for the enlightenment of his grave. Otherwise, the grave will not pay, you know, any attention as to who has entered it. The grave does not discriminate. It doesn't see if you are a rich or poor. It doesn't see who you are. It treats all the same, except if you are a sinner or if you are a virtuous person. If you have done good deed, alhamdulillah, the grave will treat you accordingly. If you have done bad, the grave will treat you accordingly. It doesn't look at, you know, you had influential status in the world. The grave doesn't discriminate like how we do. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us wisdom and understanding. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to remember our death and to know that we are also going to depart from this world and make preparation for this journey, the first step of the journey to our hereafter. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Lamin. Inshallah. Until then, keep reciting Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and keep watching Madani channel. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace.